From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Senate is set to vote Wednesday on extending unemployment benefits for up to 99 weeks. The legislation is to restore benefits to millions of Americans who stopped receiving checks in June because of an impasse over the issue. Democrats obtained the 60 votes they needed to cut off debate on the matter Tuesday after Cart Goodwin was sworn in to the West Virginia seat left vacant by the death of Robert Byrd. About 2.5 million people have run out of benefits in recent weeks. A vote by the full Senate is all that stands between Elena Kagan and a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the Senate Judiciary Committee has sent her nomination to the full Senate for a final vote.
The vote was 13-6, with South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham casting the only GOP vote in favor of the nominee. Other Republicans called Kagan politically motivated, unqualified, and ranking Republican Jeff Sessions attacked as dishonest Kagan's testimony about her policy as dean of Harvard Law School on military recruiting on campus.
She chose to spin the facts in a way that was at best misleading and at the worst dishonest.
Senator Graham disagreed, saying Harvard's policy said more about Harvard than it did Elena Kagan.
I believe that she is a loyal American, very patriotic, and loves the military as much as anybody else.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
BP is selling $7 billion worth of assets to another oil and gas company. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports that the British firm is trying to raise money to cover its mounting expenses stemming from the Gulf oil spill.
BP has spent more than $4 billion on cleanup and to compensate some of the spill's victims. And last month it said it was looking to offload $10 billion worth of its assets so it could set aside more cash. It found a buyer in Apache Corporation. Apache will buy oil fields in Texas, Western Canada, and in Egypt. BP's CEO Tony Hayward said in a statement the company was able to get a good price for its assets. Analysts agree the company will need plenty of cash to fund what could be tens of billions in cleanup and penalties related to the spill, but BP is also sacrificing some of its future growth by selling parts of its business. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
A U.S. advisory panel is recommending that the government revoke approval of the drug Avastin as a treatment for breast cancer. The panel found that using Avastin, along with chemotherapy, provides little benefit to breast cancer patients. It also notes side effects, including high blood pressure and gastrointestinal problems associated with the drug. The panel makes no recommendation on Avastin's other uses for treatment of colon, lung, kidney, and brain cancers. The Food and Drug Administration approved Avastin in 2008. Asian markets are posting mild gains after better-than-expected earnings from technology bellwether Apple, which nudged Wall Street higher. This is NPR News. For the second time in as many months, the Bank of Canada has raised interest rates. As Dan Karpinchuk reports from Toronto, the move comes amid forecasts that domestic and global recovery will be slower than previously forecast.
Even as the central bank raised its benchmark rate, the bank's governor, Mark Carney, scaled back expectations for Canada's GDP for the year from 3.7% to 3.5%. Carney also issued a word of caution, adding that expectations for next year have also dipped. In a statement, the bank said the revision reflects a slightly weaker outlook for global economic growth and an easing back on consumer demand in Canada. In addition, the bank says while employment growth has resumed, there's been a marked decline in housing activity, and it says economic activity in Canada is still being led by government and consumer spending. The rate hike is raising eyebrows among some analysts who had urged Carney to keep rates steady if he believed there was any sign of the economy slowing. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Opponents of Arizona's immigration law are planning a candlelight vigil on July 29th when the statute goes into effect. Organizer Alfredo Gutierrez says there will be some unspecified civil disobedience on that day as well. Opponents say they will demonstrate even if a federal judge grants a request to prevent the law from going into effect. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will be taking the witness stand against the advice of one of his attorneys. Sam Adams says he and other defense attorneys disagree on whether the government has proven its corruption case. Another attorney, who happens to be Adams' son, says he thinks the former governor should take the stand because he said he would. Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty to trying to sell or trade the Senate seat that was once held by President Obama. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.